Hi, it's Martin Bailey here with a very brief photography podcast for this week. I have literally just a few minutes before dinner. I'm on day eight of our first Hokkaido winter landscape tour. Not the usual wildlife ones that we've been doing for years. This is a new tour. I'm here with special guest David Deshimin, and we've got a great group. We're having an amazing time. And I just wanted to really just record something very quickly. It's Monday, and my usual reminder to release the podcast has just popped up. I've got literally 13 minutes before going to dinner, so I just thought I'd record a quick message. I have also just selected some 16 images or so from this first few days. We're literally having a great time. Every image that I'm going to post in the blog for you to take a look at is black and white. They're all silver effects. I feel that this place is just so black and white. We have the lone trees from BA. We had a wonderful snowstorm at the end of the second day in BA, and the photos from there look like something like pencil sketches. It makes the landscape just so minimal. And we've also been, we've traveled around the coast. We're basically doing a full circle of the top part of Hokkaido, and it's great. There's very few tourists. This is one of the reasons why I developed this tour. There's just no tourists here. We have pretty much every location to ourselves, and we're really milking each of the locations. We've done a number of fishing ports, abandoned fishing boats, and snowy beaches with driftwood, fish drying racks, and tetrapods galore. There's also these like golf ball shaped tetrapods. They're not going to be tetrapods if they're basically wave breakers to stop the waves from just crashing up and destroying the shoreline. But we've got a whole bunch of those, and it's all I'm going to say for now. All I have time to say for now is I'm going to put this all into a blog post. If you'll be listening to this either in iTunes or something or other, I'm not going to make this an enhanced podcast. I really don't have time this week, but I will follow up in the future weeks and talk more about these images. But I urge you to go to the blog post for this week's episode at mbp.ac/456 to just take a look at these images there. I know that the way I feel about them will probably change over the next few weeks. But I think it's quite special work from these beautiful locations, and I hope you agree. Let me know if you don't, just let me know, or if you do, the pat on the back's nice too. But go over to the blog and take a look. So that's, like I say, it's mbp.ac/456. This is a very short episode. One last thing I just remembered. I have actually two more things. This is what happens when you work without a manuscript. So if you want to follow our progress daily, I've joined Instagram. So David Deshimin is a big fan of Instagram. I knew that, and I was asking him a few questions about it when we got started. So I've joined Instagram, and I'm posting images daily. The link for that is instagram.com/mbpkk for my company name. Martin Bailey's taken and all the reasonable variants. So mbpkk on Instagram. And also I have updated the tour page for this tour for 2016. I'm going to start taking bookings. It's on day eight. It's obvious that there's a tour here. This is the first one based on partly from experience that I used to do a part of our Hokkaido tour in the BA area and doing landscapes. We stopped that a while ago when we decided to concentrate on wildlife, but now I've put this new tour together and also based the rest of the tour on an experience from a 10-day reconnaissance trip that I did 4 years ago now. So it's great to be back in these areas. The group seemed to be having a great time. So I've decided that it's going to happen again. So next year, 2016, it's a week later than this because we've moved out the wildlife tours as well. But all of the dates and the prices and everything are on the new page. And that's at mbp.ac/HLPA for Hokkaido Landscape Photography Adventure. So I'm going to sign off for now. Try and throw this onto the server before I go to dinner. If not, shortly after I get back. But thanks for listening. Hope you're having a great week. Take care, all of that. And I'll see you again next week with a fuller version of this and talk through you a little bit more about what's happening and how amazing this tour has been. Thanks very much, and I'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye.